the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by a burst message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink Node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. To begin the roll call portion of the net, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the net, however, the individual RF groups, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have KN4HTP, my wife Wendy, here in the kitchen. We also have W4FCM, sorry about that, Fred, here in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI. Next is Fletcher, K4YNG, there in Easley. And Andy on Table Rock, or in Table Rock area, KI4LZI. These are our early check-ins through the BRAR's website. Thank those for checking in through that means. Next, I'd like to give the opportunity, if there are any new hams, recently licensed hams who would like to check in. New hams, recently licensed hams only, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Looks like we have any new hams out there tonight, so we'll go ahead and go to the Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Be negative and negative, just listening.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KW4TS, Jim, who is in Pelzer tonight. Checking in by Echolink Node. Welcome, Jim. Thanks for checking in. And have a wonderful evening, and I appreciate you checking in tonight. With that, it looks like all the pre-check new hams and Echolinks are checked in and recognized, so we'll go ahead and start with the RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
JB, good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
2MJB. 4, Bravo, Foxtrot, Alpha, Pat, north of Traveler's Rest, negative traffic, but I will hang around for a RAC 2 question.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, checking in the following, recognizing the following check-ins, KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you coming along tonight, Rick, and checking in. Just to let you know, there is a little squawk on your radio as you key up and check in, and then it kind of went away, so I'm not sure what's going on there. If it's just the this radio antenna or if it's just the environment that we're in right now with the rain. So just giving you a little heads up there. Also recognizing KO4BDM, Jim. Jim in Taylors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jim. And David, KO4AOW in Inman. And lastly, Pat, there in the northern part of Traveler's Rest, W4BFA. And I do have you down, Pat, for a little bit of a RAG 2 question at the end of the check-in period. So appreciate you signing up for that. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn, be your neighbor. I'll be negative with negative, 73 is to you and everybody on the net. And that first check-in you said that had problems with the radio, that's because I keyed up about the same time he did. Because he was still gone when I let off the key. That was the problem.
You too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Kevin, for checking in. That's Kevin there at Fountain Inn, KN4UBG, the neighbor down the street. Thanks for checking in, and let me know that Rick's always on his radio was actually you trying to check in as well at the same time. So I'm glad that's remedied. So, Rick, apparently there's no problem with your radio. With that, looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and go to the next check-in group of Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Check-in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative, negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along, Harry, and checking in with me tonight. Next is KJ4HKC, John in Belton. John, thanks for coming along and checking in. And finally, KO4HON, Brian in Simpsonville, one of my neighbors. Thanks for checking in tonight, Brian. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But that's it for Echo through Hotel, so we'll go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along tonight, James, and checking in with me. Next is Larry, there in Greer, KK4JBQ. He brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you, Larry, for checking in with me tonight. Have a wonderful evening, and appreciate the check-in. With that, any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India, Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
W2MJB, Net Control. control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KF4KYI, Tom in downtown Greenville. Tom, great, glad to have you come by and check in. You weren't in my log. So either you had a new call sign just recently or your new check-in with me. So appreciate that, and have a wonderful evening, and appreciate your check-in. With that, looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to the next check-in group of Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. And out K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OSH, Pat in Malden. Thanks for checking in tonight, Pat. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Pat's the sole owner of the Mike through Papa group tonight. Thanks for checking in, Pat, making that at least one person in that group. We'll go ahead and move to Quebec to Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
A kilowatt, Foxtrot Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
W2MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
In KD2 RKN Kilo Delta 2 Romeo Kilo November, Jason and Williamston, no traffic, but I'll hang around for comments too.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KF4RBH JD there in Berea. Thanks for checking in tonight, JD. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight. KN4RJN, one of our other net controllers, Friday night net controller, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. And I also have you down for Little Rack 2 at the end. And lastly, KD2RKN, Jason in Williamston. And I also have you down for a little bit of Rack 2 at the end. So thanks for checking in, both of you. And we'll get back to you in a little bit. Going to take a break here for a bit. Looks like there's another Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark and Annette. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mark and Wendy, and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net controller. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Darren Easley, and he brings along his better half, Joy, K3JOY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Gary, and have a wonderful evening. And if you stick around, listening, that'll be fantastic. So with that, back to the regular RF check-ins. Looks like we're finishing the other half of Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to the next group of individual check-ins and the last one. Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. In Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4XB, Tommy, there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. as well as Steve, KN4VWA in Inman. Appreciate both of you checking in tonight. Have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge Shumi Internet. Looks like that's it for all the individual groups for the time being, so we'll go ahead and move it and open it up for the full alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar KY4AO. This is Steven over in Liberty. Good evening to everyone on the net. 73s.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative and negative.
W2MJB. Net control for the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. Checking in KY4AO. Steve in Liberty. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. Didn't have you in my log, so this is the first time it looks like that you've checked in with me. So welcome and have a great evening. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Next is our net manager, W4DJW, Dave. There in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful evening as well. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. Looks like we're out of check-ins for the time being, so I will secure the formal portion of the net. With my thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. Looks like the first one up is W4BFA. Pat, you have a question.
JB, yeah, this is W4BFA. I have a antenna that I want to have installed, and I'm prepared to pay to have it installed. If you know, because it's a large antenna. It's for HF. It's one of those Bandmaster antennas by I can't remember the name right offhand. But anyway, I have plenty of space here to put it up. It's 200. I think it's 270 feet end to end. It's a offset-fed dipole, and it'd be quite a deal to get it put in. And I'm just not up to it personally. So I was wondering if anybody has any resources for professional antenna installers.
Pat, W4BFA has a 260-foot end-fed dipole that he is willing to pay to someone to put up, someone that has that skill and ability to put up a dipole antenna. So if is there anybody out there that has any feels for this that would be willing to help Pat out with this task? W4BFA, W2MJB. Looks like right now on Sunday night there doesn't look like anybody's taking you up on your offer of paying them to put that antenna up. Probably suggest you, I don't know if you've talked to KI4DOS on Wednesday night during the swap net portion, which he holds. He's got quite a wide listenership, if you want to call it listenership, or he has quite a few amateurs that check in with him on that night because of the swap net. So if you haven't done so, might suggest you check in on Wednesday night with KI4DOS, and that's Gary.
Wow, but yes, I've checked into that before. So thanks for the advice, and yes, I know Sunday night, I guess, I really didn't think about it, but I guess it's a little thinner on the check-ins than other nights. So, yeah, I'll do that. In fact, maybe I should check in two or three evenings this coming week to impose that question, see if I get any takers in that case. I'm not really asking for volunteers to come over and do all this free work. I, I'm I'm willing to pay to have it done. So, I'll check in with Gary and give it a shot. Thanks a lot, Mark, and we'll be listening. W4BFA.
For the question, I'm sure there's somebody out there that's willing to help you out there, whether it's pay or not pay. The question is finding that right evening when that right person is listening. Each evening doesn't matter. Sometimes there's a lot of check-ins, and other times there's not so many. It just depends on what people are doing in the evening. So, yeah, check in a few times during the week, and I'm sure you'll be able to find somebody that will help you out. With that, KN4RJN, John, are you still out there waiting?
W2MJB, KN4RJN. I'm not smelling any chocolate coming over the radio, so I assume Wendy's not baking anything.
She didn't bake anything with chocolate tonight. She baked some little personal pan pizzas tonight for us for dinner, but there was no chocolate involved. Sorry about that.
My radio is only calibrated to chocolate, so I didn't pick up on the pizza, but otherwise, how are things going?
It's going pretty good. Spent most of Saturday and a few hours today at work in the manufacturing world. We had some new parts coming in, and we had to get the first article inspection, which not only entails the dimensional aspect of the part, but also checks the process and documentation and everything that encompasses making that part. So sometimes it's kind of a drawn-out process, and it takes a while, and we've got to get these parts going and implemented quickly. So we spent the weekend there trying to get that done, and we were successful on one part number. The other part number, we've got a little bit to do, capability study to get on one machine, and then the first piece inspection for that and another process. So we're making headway, but it meant we had to be there over the weekend, even though that wasn't what I was planning on doing.
Yeah, I hear you. If the paperwork's not done, the job hasn't been completed. Yeah. shades of government and military operations.
Actually, when I first started in the manufacturing business as a general operator on the floor running machines, it was in the aerospace industry. We made the jet engine for the cruise missile. And so, interestingly enough, at that point, our first piece inspection was just dimensionals, because all of the routing and all of the documentation was kind of self-contained and put together and stapled together and flowed with parts in little batches. But in the high-volume automotive business, handled a little differently. But, since people want to have cars that don't fail on the road and all the, safety-critical issues, that it's really much more critical now for the auto industry to, incorporate some of those things that you typically find in the aerospace or aircraft industry.
Well, when you look at what is involved today, it's a wonder Henry Ford ever got anything going at all. Fortunately, he didn't have to put up with quite as much of that.
Could you imagine people these days riding in an old car with no roof and no windows in the middle of the winter driving around? I don't think car sales would be very good nowadays if they were like they were back in the early 1900s.
Well, it was a new thing then, but yeah, riding around. Of course, they didn't have the interstate highways and the speeds that we're talking about today either. But you imagine doing 70 miles an hour down the interstate on a Model T with bicycle tires.
Yeah, especially dirt road. Tour de France, when they go down some of those hills, they get going about 60 or 70 miles an hour. So, but those are much more high-precision
spikes than what they had back then in the Model Ts. But so are you keeping dry now that it's been raining?
Except for when I have to take the dog out, we're staying dry. I replaced all the weather stripping in all the windows today, so some of it had pretty well been shot, so that took a good portion of the day, but we got it done, so we ought to stay dry down here for a while.
Good. So how long have you been an amateur now?
Well, you know, you get to a certain age, and the days fly by, and then the months fly by, and then the years fly by, and after a while, you start to forget. But I think, well, it must be going on 3 years now. 3 or 4, one of those.
Do you, have you gotten into HF at all, or are you still just doing VHF?
A few other things going, so I've been hanging around on 2 meters and staying down here. I haven't even upgraded to my general yet, but I got the book and started studying, and then life got in the way. COVID hit, my granddaughter came down so that I could tutor her and her stuff, and that's an all-day affair, and she's back up and back up home with her parents now, but they're thinking about putting her in private school because this virtual learning thing is just not her thing, and it was difficult, it was painful, it was not fun, and between the technology issues and her issues that she has, it just did not work. So, but and now we're looking at trying to get the house up to speed to get it on the market, and looking at houses up in the Greensboro area, thinking about moving up that direction come old springtime anyway.
Now the everybody learns in a different way. It doesn't matter who you are.
Take care of each other and take care of yourselves, and I'll back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
JB, Nick, control for the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. Thank you, John, and have a safe trip out there to Texas to visit your and help with your old Army buddies. So with that, I'll take a break here for the rag chews and see if there's anybody out there, any other radio stations that wish to check in. Please call W2MJB or Nick Control.
Better, I think I'd have to be twins, to be honest with you. I spent the better part of the day, didn't even get out of my pajamas, but spent the better part of the day working on an old Yaesu FT-101 that I picked up from a fellow ham in the area here, and it's a fun project, but man, it's turning out to be a bear every now and then.
Is the Yaesu radio you're working on, I'm not familiar with the model, is it an older one that you're trying to dig into the circuit boards and trying to repair, or just figuring out how to use it?
It's an older one, mid to late 70s model radio. They're considered a hybrid. The audio and mixer stage is all solid state, but the drivers and finals are all tube in it. So it's a project. I was looking for one that I could tinker around with that, you know, wouldn't have to pay the cost of a new boat for, you know. And today I had it all apart and cleaned up and had the control section separated and put back on finally. And then once you get it all back together, another issue comes up. So they're frustrating, but they're fun to tinker with.
Yeah, if you've got the electronic skills to do that, that would be the fun thing to do. I don't have that ability, even though I did have to take some electronics classes when I was going through college. It was just the basic stuff. But, yeah, a lot of the electronic stuff is beyond me. I'm more of the mechanical side.
Well, I had the ability 20 or so years ago, but then I didn't do anything with it, so I'm really just trying to get my feet wet and back into it. And I've built a few kits, and that got the bug going to fix something old and that needed a good home and started on this. I got the receiver side working on it a couple weeks back. I just can't get any bias to the tubes on it, so it's like I said, it's becoming a bear here lately, and I got to order a new piece of test equipment, so Mama's not going to be too happy about that one. I need a voltmeter that'll read at least 600 volts, so I'll get one of those on order in the next couple days, and I'll be able to check out the main circuit in it.
Understand what you say. I always look at the repair bill, what it's going to do in the shop, and then I see what it's going to cost for the parts and discount my labor, since I consider myself free of charge when I fix something, and then that I justify that difference in cash to my wife to be able to buy the tool that I need to fix what I need to fix.
So this one is just a project of love, I think is what it's turning into. I don't have any real sentimental attachment to the radio. It came from a silent key here in the local area, but I don't know much more about it other than that. But, you know, need a new voltmeter that'll read 600 volts. I got other stuff I work on, guitar amps and stuff too, so it's something I can use. And I figured I'll go ahead and in the next 2 or 3 weeks I'll get that ordered and paid for and get it in there and start working on the mains. I'm hoping that the tubes are still good because they're kind of pricey. They're north of $150 for a set. And I don't really want to have to pay $150 for a set of tubes, but if they're bad, I will to get it back on the air.
Fun project. You'll have to, when you get it going and you're able to make some contacts, you'll have to let us know how it turned out.
Oh, I will. It's been an interesting ride so far. It's looking to become more interesting, I'm sure, but I got all the probably nearly 40 years of grime off of it finally. Had to disassemble the entire control panel today, and there was a piece of plastic that was covering it when it came from the factory, and I hated to take it off, but it just looked terrible. It was all yellowed and had all kinds of dirt and dust and grime behind it, and I just peeled it off and then went to clean it on it a little bit more. And that was about the only thing in the radio that hadn't been disassembled and cleaned yet. But it's a good project. It keeps me busy and keeps me home and out of the bars, as the wife says.
Well, then she should be good enough for it then, spend the money on the tubes and the stuff to help encourage that staying home and out of the bars.
Yeah, and it's a whole lot cheaper than rebuilding a car. I've learned that lesson the hard way a couple times. So, anyway, I'll hand it back to you. Thanks for letting me chew on a rag for a little bit here. And, Mark, I hope you have a good night. And I heard John saying something about your wife baking something. I hope she bakes you something nice pretty soon. So, KD2RKN, back to net control.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, Jason, for the rag chew, yeah. I was almost asked her to make a hot chocolate cake today, but I withheld since I'm not wanted to eat it. So appreciate it. Have a wonderful evening yourself, and good luck with that radio. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Seems to be my trademark anyway. If you would check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name's Mike, location Simpsonville. Been in and out of the shack, just gotten around to checking in. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark. Sounds like a good net. Hope you and Miss Wendy have a wonderful night. 73, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, Alpha Juliet 4, Papa Uniform David, and please check in KJ 4 HDK Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel Delta Kilo. My wife Margaret, we're in Greenwood. Negative and negative. Good evening to you. Thanks for calling the net. You have a great evening.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There's a little bit of noise, and I have a little bit of a hard time hearing sometimes, so I'll probably messed up on their call sign. I got your wife in here in my log, KJ4HDK, and that's Margaret there in Greenwood. But I was understanding your call sign is KJ4PU or Kilo Juliet 4 Papa Uniform. And Dave, your name didn't pop up, so I think I've got your call sign correct. Can you recheck on your call sign, please?
It is Alpha Juliet 4 Papa Uniform, AJ4PU. Over.
That time, AJ4PU, David, there in Greenwood, with his wife, Margaret, KJ4HDK. Appreciate the recheck, David. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, or comments from anyone, please call W2MJB or Net Control. Battery check.
It'd be me. I was just making sure that you got me. AK4HR, over.
Did I miss recognizing you, Mike?
All right, not a problem at all. I was just making sure my radio was working. I had played with some cables and everything. I was like, wow, maybe I did completely mess something up. But I thought I was transmitting. I just wanted to make sure. Over.
No, that was my side. I missed... recognize you, that's AK4HR Mike there in Simpsonville. Apologize for that. You are recognized, you are in the log, and you came through loud and clear, full quieting, so your radio is doing good. Whatever you did with it didn't affect it at all. 2MJB, net control, Sibley Ridge, 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call W2MJB for net control.
L4OGY.
Did I get that right? K-O-4-O-G-Y? The last contact through the radio, I think I got like K-O-4-O-G-Y. Were you trying to call somebody or were you trying to check in? This W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tomorrow night, W4DJW will be running the net. I'm sure that he would appreciate you coming along and checking in with him. The net report will be submitted electronically tonight. I will break for a few minutes while I fill that in, and you should be hearing the results shortly. W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now retune the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone.